Hello, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Danielle.
And Brooke.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
We're so excited to have you guys today. We're in a weird mood. We're recording this like right as we hit our afternoon slump.
Midday slump.
But we're going to get boosted because we're talking about the holidays. We do have the Yule log going. We're getting cozy. It's actually really cold out today. It's like in the 40s.
I was wearing
our puffer. I was wearing my puffer.
Little puffer. I was wearing my trench. I looked like a detective.
You did. You looked like an adult woman. I met Danielle in the corner today.
You met
and I was
me?
Like, yeah, when I like saw you in the horizon, I was like, who's that woman? Like, and then I was like, oh,
I know I looked like a woman.
Little Danny.
Little Danny in her long trench and bun.
Yeah, the bun. It looks really good. I like the.
Thanks.
Can you give me a tutorial after?
Oh, if I didn't have extensions, my hair would look so much better. It's like you can see my little butterfly.
Oh, yeah,
I call them butterflies. I'm getting new extensions soon, I think, actually.
Really?
Yeah, these are just getting worn. And the new ones I'm going to get are going to be
flatter.
Yeah. You can like do more updos.
Oh, so. Yeah, extensions really confuse me.
Like, I never thought I'd be someone to get extensions, but I think it's been helping with my. Hopefully, I want to see what my hair looks like when we take them out. See how long it is.
Because oh, I've been taking, that'd be good.
You know, vitamins every morning.
Yeah, people really swear by like the hair growth stuff.
Yeah, so we'll see updates to come on that. But today we're doing a gift guide. We each came up with 10 gift ideas for really anybody.
Yeah, I think I have approximately.
Oh.
Give or take.
I think I counted yours because I was aligning mine with yours on the shared notes.
Oh, sweet. Okay. I kind of just went for it. Yeah. I love a good, like, and I love a general gift guide too because, like, yeah, you can sit here and be like, for your brother, for whatever, but people have different preferences and tastes. So, like, we'll say, like, who we would give each gift to, but, like, it could obviously be altered.
Yeah.
And I feel like I just like a general list of, like, good gifts and then you can apply, like, what goes to what.
Yeah. You know? It's so fun. Gift guides are so fun. Brooke has a claw clip on her shoe right now.
Do you guys like play with like?
I do too. But you like? She has like a tie dye sock on, and she's got wow. The foot fetish guys are loving this description right now. She has like a claw clip, and she was like moving her foot around. It was really funny.
I have a person that comments on my Instagram posts every time I wear boots. Boot goddess.
Wait.
Did I tell you about this?
Yes, you did. I was.
Does
like,
he do it on yours too?
I feel like yes, or maybe you just told me.
I told you about it before, and then I was like, oh, it was a one-off thing. He did it again.
Boot goddess. That is incredible.
At least they're close. I've also gotten messages like cute feet, et cetera. And I'm like, you know, honestly, there's worse. Like, it's definitely predatory and not good, but I am 24. There's worse DMs I've received.
Yeah.
So I'll take it.
Definitely. I know people will like be looking out for us and say, Danielle, like your feet are in this.
I used to blur them. I went through a phase where I would like, not blur, but like I would like cross them out. But then I was like, I mean, I'm not going to be purposely out here like, here's a pic of my feet.
We show our hands all the time.
Why? Is that similar? Some people have a thing with like hands and nails, actually. I get that. But at the same time, yeah, they're in everything. Like you're like, when you're like pointing to things in vlogs, like your hands are going to be in it.
Yeah, you do that a lot in your vlogs. You'll be like, this. You have like your hand in the lens. Yeah. I do that too sometimes, yes. But I've noticed that you do it.
I'll like hold it in front of the camera, make this specific clip.
Or no, you'll be like, I was thinking, like, you guys can't see it. It's like a chef's kiss, an upside down chef's kiss.
It's the Italian. In
yeah, the Michio. And yeah. It's like, oh, this is the table, and then there's going to
be. Yeah, you're right. I do that.
I'm a watcher.
Oh, yeah. Viewer. I watch some of yours, but sometimes I'm like, I lived this day with you, so I don't want to. Like, the LA vlog, I couldn't bring myself to watch. I know you watch mine.
I did. I was just, I'm like, so, like, I like to watch things I kind of know what are going to happen these days.
You like the predictability of it?
Well, I just like to see, like, our different perspectives, because there was a lot of times we weren't together in LA, so it was funny to see your, like, your hectic morning that I wasn't a part of, you
like,
know?
Get ready with me.
Things we say no.
Wow, did we not update everybody since oh my God, we haven't.
Well, hey, we're back from the
Holy
West Coast.
Sheesh, we have a lot to update everybody
on. Do we?
On.
Well, we recorded in LA and then...
Yeah.
I did indeed ride the bull that night at Saddle Ranch. And I still have a bruise on my leg from it. Don't know how, but I do.
Yeah. That was crazy. And there was a celeb spotting.
Yeah.
Mr. James Charles.
He walks in as I'm about to like get on the bull. I'm like, so James Charles is watching me ride a bull right now.
It was an iconic bull riding moment. You didn't last very long, I have to say.
I will say, like, I know everyone probably says this, but like I did let go.
Oh, okay.
Like I was like hanging off and I didn't feel like pulling myself back up. So I literally, in the video, you see me like let go and let God.
Like
so.
You literally like released.
Yeah. Like, I was just like, everyone else before me had stayed on the whole time. I was like, I'm going to be different.
Throw a curveball at him.
Yeah. So
I don't think it was a little harder. I had a day on Saturday. I wasn't with you on Saturday, but that Saturday I lived my dream. I met one of my favorite TikTokers.
She did. She was sending me Snapchats. I was really excited for her. He was cool. It sounds like.
I was like, were you there?
I, you know, I was like, he was cool. She said.
He was cool. That's all there is to it. It was a good trip. Like, I feel like we got done what we needed to get done. But when we landed in New York, I might have shed a tear of joy.
We were like basically those bitches clapping when we landed.
Yeah.
We didn't clap, but we might as well have.
We didn't. Actually, the night, that Saturday night when we were both back, like we had the full day on Sunday too. We got back on Saturday and we both like discussed. We were like, oh, I can't wait to go home. And I could have been convinced into leaving a day early. Like I was ready to go.
We were ready to go. It was just, it was a longer trip because we're used to like weekend trips, but we had a lot of things we had to do. So we needed more days there. And it was fun. We got to see our friends, but it just, Brooke kind of touched on in her video, but we just love the, we love New York.
Love New York. I feel like it's just the individual hustle and bustle of it all. Like people are just kind of moving about their life at their own pace. And
the traffic's too much over there.
The traffic, it's all spread out. I mean, beautiful place. Don't get me wrong. I identify LA with like almost like breaks. Like I feel like I could see that more so for me. Like even though we went for work and stuff, like the pace of it is just so much more lax. Like now understanding how things like get done and like when I'm texting you probably too, when you're like texting your manager and you're like, come on, like what's going on? It's like, well, they're probably at lunch. Like,
yeah, because
it's like so
lunch.
Leisurely there.
It's so chill. And like
in the best way, we could probably
learn
something from it.
Yeah, we definitely could. We just try to pack a lot of things in and whatever. But I do love the state of California. I mean, I wish we had time to go to Laguna or Malibu or something like that.
I would have loved to go to Malibu.
But it was efficient and we got what we needed to get done. And it was so fun. It was so cool to meet everyone from the podcast team in person. And yeah, now we're back getting slowly into the holiday spirit. Neither of us have holiday decor up. I think I'm putting mine up like maybe this Sunday before I go home so that when I come back from Thanksgiving, it'll be up. But I haven't decided. Wow. But I don't really have anything other than tree. I don't even have ornaments. So.
Oh, you got the tree. The one
I did. It's in my mail room. I, like, people are probably so annoyed. Like, it's just sticking there. And it says on, I don't you hate when the package says what, like, it shows a photo? There's a photo of the tree. So everyone knows Danielle, Carolyn, like,
getting a tree. Holly jolly.
Holly jolly Christmas. Isn't getting it from the mail room, but
I have all my stuff, I think, in a like bin in my parents' basement because I took it home last year. Oh, did I tell you that they got rid of my car? It's gone.
Already? You didn't get to say goodbye?
No. My grandma has it. So at least it's in the fam. But it's in Maine. Yeah. They were like, we shipped it. Oh, no. Our table.
Wait. I'm like.
I know. I'm shook. That happened sooner than I expected to. So I had my car in the city and I parked it here. And like my whole thing was my parents were kind of like, we don't really have space for it here at the house anymore. Nor do we need it. Nor do you need it. They were like, next time you need a car, we'll figure it out. And I'm like, I mean, then it's sudden. Then I figure it out. Yeah, then it's my.
I know.
But I guess we really don't need a car. I really only had it because of COVID.
No, and it worked out well for you. I am like struggling so hard with it. My parents wanted me to sell it in the summer. And I was like, wait till, because I knew I'd be coming over Thanksgiving and then Christmas. And I'd be driving a lot when I'm home. And I just wasn't ready to say goodbye to it yet. Yeah. Like that would have been a lot of goodbyes all at once. And that was like my car that I had, like, I think we talked about this already, but like since I was 16, whatever.
Yeah, that's a lot of memories.
So many memories.
I have a lot of memories in mine. I only have mine since 19. But a lot of like memories, like weird.
Back in 19.
Yeah, back in summer 19. No, summer like 16, whatever. Oh, summer 16. I actually did have good memories in that car.
Decided to sit.
Did you? Chair. Yeah, you had. I feel like you had a lot of memories. You have a lot.
Who was it? One of our YouTube friends recently was like, "I found your videos through your car tour."
Oh, I see that for you.
It was Remy. Remy,
really?
Told me that. She said she found my videos because of my Volvo XC60 tour.
Wow, those were quality videos, though.
I miss those days so much. I mean, they're all like, but like back then I wanted to be in New York. So it's like, you're always, grass is always greener. But what was I going to say? Oh, but
memories.
Well, we were saying like, what do you have to do with it right now? And I was thinking, by the time it is time for me to get another car, when I move out of the city one day, I won't want that Volvo anymore.
That's what my parents said too. Yeah.
But like, why are we so attached?
I like do this thing where I identify like a lot of memories with like specific people, places, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like if I go somewhere, and I know everybody does this, it's like, oh, I like went on a date with so-and-so there or whatever. But it's like, if I did something like cool, like the road trips I've taken my car, like whatever it is, I'm like, oh, that's like my car though. Like those are the places that I went in it. Like that car has gone through so many life stages with me.
That almost makes it easier though, that your grandma has it. I need to find a family member to take my car.
Yeah.
Cause if then you like, it's like still kind of around.
It had a lot of miles like left. I mean, that's it was good. Only at like 30K, which is really low.
It's pretty low. I don't know what mine's at. I've done so many road trips with it.
Yeah. So that's what's up with me. I don't know what I'm going to drive when I go home. I'm really not going home much these days, though. Like, I feel like we're busy enough here, slash, like, I like my life here.
I know. I totally thought I would have gone home by now. I can't believe I haven't been home in 3 months.
Crazy.
But like,
but now you're about to start more.
Yeah, now it'll be like the holiday season. My mom's so cute. She like really misses me. I'm sure your mom's like dying to see you. It's like,
well, your mom has, it's been a really long time.
I know. My mom's like, Danielle, I haven't seen you since I dropped you off. Like, I've seen my dad since then.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my brother.
I'm used to going long periods without seeing my brother though, like from school and stuff.
My brother always visited me at school though, because Georgia is so fun.
Oh, that is fun.
So, but I'm so excited for the holiday season. We're totally getting in the spirit. How was your weekend?
Fantastic. We had an event on Friday. So let's debrief on the event.
Thank you all so much for coming. Seriously. As we emphasized in last week's episode, it wasn't like a meetup. It was more of like, come literally dance, party with us. It'll be a good time. We didn't know exactly what to expect.
I had no idea what we were walking into. I was like,
we sold a ton of tickets. We were really excited about that.
I think that people like passed the link around too. Like that's the vibe that I got. You know, like girls would be like, hey, like get a group together, and like maybe one of them would be like a listener or something. Yeah,
it was definitely like we met friend groups who were like one of them.
Listened. Yeah, so I think it was just. It wasn't like our event, so that's why it was kind of chaotic, I think. But I had a great time because of that. I mean, I love when we do events and everything, but I feel like it was nice because it was literally just like at a bar, like normal night out, and we like had a table and like people would come up and like come say hi, and like they would meet you, me, Ryan, like all of our friends. Like it was a really great time.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. So thank you all so much for coming. We definitely, now that we've done, that was kind of our trial run, to be honest. Now that we've done it, we know like what we would and wouldn't do the next time. Yeah. Like, it's like, it's easy for us to say we wish it was more organized, but at the same time, like it was at a club at the end of the day, a bar club situation. So it's kind of hard.
And we didn't like rent it out. Like it was completely open to the public that night. Like it was just like Brooke and Daniel happened to be there.
Yeah. We were on the roof and like we had said that in the beginning. So
I know there was multiple levels. We didn't even get to see the levels. We only stayed on the roof.
Yeah. We stayed on the roof near the DJ. It was so fun. We only like got like, I think we met pretty much everybody. There was some miscommunications, but
yeah. Oh my God. Someone told me, my guy friend from high school who was there, it was like a whole, like his Hotel Chantel is like a big bar in New York. So he was like, hey, like I've been hearing a lot of like rumblings about like people going to Hotel Chantel. I was like, totally come, like meet us, whatever. And he said, he was like, I knew like you had like followers, but that was like crazy. Like, cause he like saw it in full effect. And he said that he was in line for the bathroom and there were two girls talking. They're like, yeah, like I met Danielle, but I didn't meet Brooke yet. And he was like, I know her. Like,
so cool.
I know. Like really full circle, especially from high school. Cause like that was like the early days. Like that's so cool.
I am so excited to head back home for the holidays, go to my fridge in my family home, grab a huzzah canned beverage out of the fridge, and just enjoy my time watching football, enjoying Thanksgiving, the holidays. And I just seriously love my huzzahs so much. And I'm so thankful that they're a continuous podcast sponsor because I seriously believe in everything about them. So if you guys don't know what huzzah is, you haven't been listening to the podcast for a while then, because huzzah is a refreshing, flavorful seltzer with added probiotics and 3 grams of sugar or less. Huzzah helps put the exclamation point in your day. They have a couple different flavors too. There's raspberry and lemon, strawberry and hibiscus, juicy pear. My favorite is juicy pear at the moment. I always say this, but it truly always switches. But it's great that Huzzah adds probiotics to their seltzer because it helps support a healthy gut, because feeling good on the inside helps you vibrantly live on the outside. So I think that's really, really cool what they're all about. So if you want to fill your fridge by stocking up with Huzzah Probiotic Seltzer, you can use the code GALSONTHEGO for 20% off your order at drinkhuzzah.com. That's code GALSONTHEGO for 20% off at drinkhuzzah.com.
Do you feel overwhelmed when it comes to handling personal finances? You aren't the only one. Credit Karma is here to help you make those big calls with more confidence. Whether you're refinancing credit card debt or paying for an upcoming expense, Credit Karma uses your credit data to show you fresh personal loan offers that are personalized to you. On Credit Karma, you could check out multiple loan offers side by side. Members who compare loan offers on Credit Karma save an average of 30% on interest rates. It's completely free and easy to sign up for a Credit Karma account with no effect on your credit score, making it simple to search for the right personal loan for you. Credit Karma will also show you your approval odds, so you can choose offers that you're more likely to get approved for and apply with more confidence. And once you have a loan, Credit Karma can help you track your progress as you pay off your debt and even let you know if you can refinance and save. Credit Karma, apply with more confidence today. Ready to apply? Head to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized offers with your approval odds right now. Go to creditkarma.com/loan offers to find the right loan for you. That's creditkarma.com/loan offers.
So. Yeah, it was really, yeah, I had some of my high school friends. They have this guy I went to high school with, came, but also because Hotel Chantel is just so fun. And he had seen the brochure or whatever you want to call it.
The flyer.
His friend sent it to him. And he was like, wait, I know one of the girls hosting, because he saw my name on it. So it was just like a really cool night in that regard.
Yeah, I don't think we knew what hosting really entailed, but Danielle ordered a bottle.
I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's crazy. The markup on these bottles at clubs and bars is sick. It's sick.
There was a miscommunication. I thought I was just, we had one little bottle of tequila on the table, and Brooke and I both, she likes tequila, but I'm not gonna
drink it with a mixer.
Like at clubs, if you get a table at a club, they give you cranberry juice, orange juice, and like soda water, basically, or water, and then a thing of ice. So like, why would you want tequila with that unless you make like a little orange juice thing?
Tequila sunrise.
Yeah, tequila sunrise. So anyways, I drunkenly, I'm like, oh yeah, like, can we get like some vodka? And she was, but I didn't know what
did
I
did. She show you a menu?
No, she was like, what kind? And so I'm just like, I don't know, Tito's. And she's like, okay, like, it was no problem. I figured we had the table, we'd get a couple bottles.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
or
comped.
She, yeah, yeah, totally.
Like, I'm gonna be honest. And so, because we had like driven all the sales, like, we were so excited to have everybody there.
We didn't know. This was also poor communication on our part.
Yeah,
at the same time, because we were just told we're hosting. We assumed we were able to get in a few of our friends. We kind of figured we'd have an area to stand, and I just assumed drinks were included with that.
I did too.
Which, so, I guess was an error on our judgment.
Yeah. So anyways, so I'm like, yeah, just a bottle of vodka would be great. Like Tito's, fine. And she comes back and she's holding like the fireworks.
Oh, it's the whole sparkler situation.
Your TikTok
situation
was so funny. Brooke posted a TikTok because I took a video. And Brooke's like, who ordered that? Who ordered that? But as soon
as they come to the table, I was like, how fun. They got us something. And then like I could tell that it wasn't like a surprise. You know what I mean? Like I then understood the context of the situation. Like at first I thought they were like, thanks for hosting, like surprise, we brought you alcohol.
I just figured because when we got there, there was nothing but a little bottle of tequila. So I was like,
oh, I didn't even see the bottle of tequila. How big was the bottle of tequila?
Literally, what brand is it? It's that little bottle that it's, I think it's Patron.
1800? 1800?
No, not 1842. Or, oh.
No, not 1942.
It was like a little one with a green wrapper and like a little. It's like,
oh,
a
Patron.
Little,
okay.
Yeah, it was Patron. It was a little bottle.
Yeah, small.
And I thought they
those
were waiting.
Those shots actually go down like water. They go down pretty easy.
It was gone. Like, if I even wanted to have a drink.
Who
like,
was drinking
tequila,
it?
I literally, everyone else at the table. I do not know. What I'm trying to say is Brooke and I didn't get a drink.
I had to go up to the bar for my drink.
I know. So I said, I was like, can we get some vodka? She comes back. Guys, she brings this like thing with the fireworks.
Like sparkler. Yeah. How much do you have to spend to get like the thing with your name on it? Because we know how much we spent for this.
I don't know. That really confirmed for me. I was like, wow, okay. Well, I also didn't really... I'd only been to Hotel Chantel for brunch.
I've never been there, period. So that was an experience.
It's different. It was so...
It's club vibes. More
like the table we were standing at for our... was where I ate brunch, that table.
Oh no.
So then she hands me a bill and I'm like, oh my God, guys, I will not say the number, but she hands me.
It was a couple hundo.
It was a few hundo. And I was like, for that? I literally, yeah. I'm not one to talk back, but I was like, I was just shocked. I didn't talk back to her, but I was like, oh my God.
No, you were like, are you sure? Like, we're going to work this out. We're going to work like, this out. Oh, and Ryan was like, we'll figure this out. We'll figure this
out. Ryan's like, don't sign that yet. Don't sign that yet. He's like so protective of me. And I was like, no, I mean, I like felt bad because she, but like it also wasn't communicated. It was just a miscommunication. I don't know why I'm telling this story.
She definitely should have alerted you of the price before we ordered it.
Like,
yeah.
That'll be like, I can go to a liquor store and get that for $30.
I know. Ridiculous. We also could have just gotten our own drinks at that rate. Like, we didn't need to provide for the whole, like, you know, everyone was spending.
And then
themselves.
I had one little drink. And
I was going to say, I don't even think I had a cup of it at all.
It was hard to drink though. Cause like we were walking around talking to people and like dancing. Yeah. So it wasn't really like at that point I was kind of like, I don't even care if I drink anymore. Like I wish I just didn't even get that. Yeah. Bottle. But yeah, so that is one thing about clubs that we've experienced. And that was that. But other than that, it was so fun to meet all of you.
So fun. Thank you guys so much for coming. Seriously. If you ever see us out in New York, like obviously please say hi. It makes our night. It literally like, brings me so much joy. Never at all. I don't care who I'm talking to. Please say hi.
Oh my God. Literally please. So that was that Friday night. And then Saturday, the dogs played. Me and Ryan went to American Whiskey with some of our friends, which is the Georgia Bar. I met some of you guys there as well. Shout out Danielle. We're named twins. That's cute. That was fun. Brooke had a nice day in.
Had a day in. My head was pounding the next day. I actually ended up that Friday staying out till 5. So, yeah. Okay. Not at Hotel Chantel. We left there probably like 2:30. And then we went to this other place.
We left at 2:20, I think. I looked at my thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
We went to this other bar. Actually, let me get the exact name of it because I really enjoyed it.
Wasn't it Judy Z's or something you said?
No, that was Saturday.
Okay.
It's called Solas, S-O-L-A-S. They just played the best, like, throwback, like, early 2000s music. Like, the ones that, like, you, like, in your subconscious know every word to.
How did you, like, know where to go?
Katie found it.
She's so genius.
Yeah, we went somewhere else first, actually. And then we couldn't get in. We tried to go to Little Sister.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It's like a club, and there was a line. I didn't have a jacket. That was a stupid move.
Oh my God, in the little brown dress.
Little.
LBD.
Yeah, literally. It was such a cute dress. I really liked it. And then we ended up going there, staying till like 3:45 where we closed down. Then we went back to Katie's and like hung out for a little bit. My friends and Katie. Well, now we're
and
all
Ryan's
friends.
Ryan's roomie.
Yeah. We had like Ryan the left. Remnants of the group. Like it was like from Hotel Chantel. I was like, who's still going? It was like me. And like,
I know everyone, yeah. Like no one even asked me. I was, or like, I think you said something and I was like, yeah, I'm like, oh my God. No, it was, we were standing around and we were like talking. There was rumblings of people like starting to leave and Brooke and I were talking and I was like, oh, like what time is it? Fully expecting it to be like 12:30. It was like 2:15. I was like, I'm still out. Yeah. Let's go. It's appropriate for me to leave now.
You're like, now I go home. Yeah, it was a really fun night though. Saturday, then I was too hungover and I kept like pushing it back. I was like, oh, I'll meet up with my friends, meet up with them later. Never made it out, but I'm not even literally mad in the slightest. Like I actually had a lovely weekend.
Oh yeah, Saturday night. Brooke was gonna come. You were gonna do something to be fair, but then it ended up being a bit of just been you, me, and Ryan. And literally, yeah. Ryan was like, "Brooke should come." Like I was so.
I know I love hanging out with you guys, but I was really honestly
you were cozy.
I was sober, hungover. I was just like, I don't want to leave my bed right now.
Yes,
yeah.
But we were going to go to. Well, we did go to the Comedy Cellar, per like Brooke's recommendation, because yes. I had only been to. New York Comedy Club, Ryan and I sat in the front. We got made fun of a couple times. Nothing like crazy. He was like, do you know what a recorder is? Do you even know? And I was like, yes, I played the recorder when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And then he said to Ryan, he was like, you look like you know your way around the lacrosse camp. That was pretty much it, actually. The couple next to us was getting roasted because it was like an older gentleman and like younger woman. And when they sat down, they had been to Comedy Cellar before and she was like, just so you know, you're going to get made fun of today. I was like, oh, yeah, we've been there. And she's like, I know we're going to get made fun of, like, the age thing. And I was like,
oh wow, they identified
but it. I didn't think it looked like a big age gap, but
they knew.
Yeah, so it was funny. But then at the end, you guys, Aziz Ansari came out. He's this famous comedian. He has, like, 2 or 3 Netflix specials. He has a Netflix show. He literally has...
It's crazy.
He's... Like, he does shows in Madison Square Garden. He just popped in. He's, like, in town from London. And he used to live here. And came on and like tried some new jokes on us. And it was so cool. He was so funny. And we made eye contact. He was
really?
Right there. Yeah.
I don't think I'm familiar with his work, but
if I showed you him, you'd be like, oh.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So that was really, really cool. Yeah, we want to go again this weekend.
I know. Maybe we'll find another comedy club. I was going to say, I don't think I talked about this, my date to the Comedy Cellar and why I don't like to sit in the front. If you're on like a first, it wasn't first, yeah. but it was like second date or whatever. I'm not going to sit in the front. We got there and they offered, they were like, is front row okay? I'm so glad they asked because I like turned to this guy. I was like, no, like I'm not sitting in the front. Like I don't feel like... I mean, and it's not even like due to like lack of like confidence, comfortability with myself, but I just was like, I don't feel like doing that right now.
No, because they, every like other comedian does crowd work. And so they would have said like, what's this situation here? Like they literally said to us like, you guys dating? And like, what if that is so awkward?
I know. Like, I like literally thought about
that. Make it awkward.
I know. Then they'd be like, well, how's it going? Like,
yeah, they would make it far too awkward. That's a decision.
Yeah. So I was like, no, we can sit in the back. So we had to do a shared table. Did I ever tell you this? I think I did.
No, our table. I did notice that because the couple behind us said no to front because the front row is the only area where there's twos.
Yeah. That's why they were like front. And I was like, no.
Yeah, they got seated like with another couple. Booth.
Yeah, it was not great. No, I mean, it was really, really fun. It was so fun. Honestly, great date spot. Not for the first because you can't really talk, but I feel like for like second, third, fourth, like any sort of comedy show, I think it's fun. You get to laugh, you get to be a little playful,
you can like see their sense of humor, what they
and then you get to, so much to talk about afterwards because you could be like, oh, like let's go like get another drink or like hang out and like see like what you thought was funny.
I love
an activity date, like big
me
fan
too.
I feel like you guys do a lot of like fun activities though, like you guys go to like Brooklyn and shit.
Seaport. Yeah, we're both just like doers. Like Ryan even more so than me does not like to sit around. So
yeah, I think there's a time and a place for it. Don't get me wrong, I love like a cozy night in too, but at the same time, I think it's really important to like go out and do things and like experience things, you know, like go see life.
Absolutely. Well, and because he literally is in his apartment Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, so he like is really wanting to go out on the weekends. And then what else? Sunday,
I had a chill night in. I had a chill weekend, I guess. I didn't really... Did I vlog this weekend? No.
Sunday, Ryan and I went to brunch at Beauty in Essex. It was so fun. We actually ended up sitting next to the VIP list girls. They were also there for brunch, so that was fun.
So fun.
We were, like, watching them do their TikToks, like, behind the scenes.
Really?
She had a ring light thing on her phone case.
Oh, I see that.
I couldn't see them, but Ryan could from where he's sitting. He's like, oh, your friends are pulling out a light. And I was like, yeah, they are. And that makes sense.
They're food.
Because they are, like, food restaurant reviewers. So that was cool.
Connoisseurs, if you will.
Yeah.
Love to see it. What if I told you that you could get important fertility insight without going to the doctor or even leaving home? Modern Fertility makes that possible with easy at-home fertility hormone testing. Modern Fertility was created because they wanted to create something that's easy and affordable. It's a way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. So you mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days. Traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility gets you the same info at $159, a fraction of the price. And if you go to modernfertility.com/onthego, you can get $20 off your first test. Also, if you have an HSA or FSA, you can put those dollars towards Modern Fertility. You'll get insight into your hormone levels, how many eggs you have, and other important fertility factors. The results go deep into what every hormone means for you, and you could also talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for next steps. If you want kids today or maybe one day in the future, clinically sound info about your body can help you make the decision that's right for you. I'm really excited, guys. The test is on the way to me right now. I'm definitely going to take it. I always panic and stress myself out about this. I'm like, should this be something I'm concerned about? I know I'm young, but I'm not in a serious relationship. And I think about those things, you know? So I'm really excited and we're so excited to be working with Modern Fertility. So right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners 20% off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/onthego. That means your test will cost $139 instead of the several hundred or even $1,000+ it could cost you at a doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/onthego. Modernfertility.com/onthego.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide, and you can log into your account anytime to send a message to your therapist. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. And it's more affordable than traditional offline therapy. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. Our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/gals. Join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. That's betterhelp.com/gals.
Yeah, what a fun weekend. And now we're here. We're starting to get into like the start of like the holiday season. I did a walk around like Rockefeller Center because I did some light shopping.
Is Veterans the tree Day. Up?
They're working on it. I think that like the stand is in place. Actually, maybe today it goes up. I don't know when.
Should we go to the tree lighting?
Maybe. Are you planning on going?
I don't know. It sounds like something fun.
It depends if we're in town, I guess. I feel like that could be cute and cozy.
True.
I love a good festive activity. Last like winter and like Christmas season in New York was not real. Like it was like so different.
Bet.
So I'm really looking forward to this year.
Well, should we get on into our current favorites?
Yeah.
These are a few of my favorite things. Call myself one of my favorite things.
All right, so my favorite, I'm sure, is also a favorite of Brooke's because we've both been using these a lot.
What is it? What is it? Do what tell.
Loop's face masks.
Oh, yeah.
They fit my face so well.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Oh, really? So I like the Loop's face masks. They're not the only face masks that do this, but I think Emrata like supports them or is an investor. It's her company.
I think it's her company.
Yeah, something. I don't know her involvement exactly, but it's really, really cool. They're really, really colorful and cute. And they have different, like, one's called, like, Fresh Start. One's called, like, I don't know, like, Detox. One's Moisture. Like, they all have different, I mean, just like any other face mask. But I like them because they come in two different halves. So one's for the top half, one's for the bottom. But it allows for you to kind of fit it to your face, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because I find with, like, the normal sheet mask, sometimes it's, like, too big around my mouth.
I know
mouth.
What you mean. Or your eyes. And then it's, like, off to the side. Like,
yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I get it.
And I like the feeling of these. They're, like, rubbery.
Oh, they're so good.
They're so good. It's so fun to take, like, a jade roller or, like, a face roller mm-hmm. or something and, like, just get after it. And I've just really been enjoying them. And I like what they're all about. It's, like, put this on for one loop, which is 10 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I read the back. I never read instructions. It was
I know, the packaging's very like aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, it's just like a good situation that we're really thankful they've sent us a ton of masks. So
I know. I have like a chest of masks.
It's so fun though because then it's like
if you have people over, you can be like, Yeah.
I don't know. It's just fun. Oh, also, I don't know what's gotten into me, but I'm having like a ton of friends staying with me for New Year's. And I think I'm going to make like little bags for them when they
I
come.
I had a feeling you were going to like, I so see this.
Because they are so, like my friends are so excited to come because they haven't been, some of them have only been in New York like once, let alone coming for New Year's. I'm going to put like a face mask in. Hopefully none of them are listening, whatever. Like a little bottle of Vuv, like the small
so
mini ones,
cute.
You know? Wouldn't that be cute?
That's so cute.
Maybe I'll give them some loops.
So my fave is a Netflix show. I'm trying to think if I talked about it yet. It's called Made.
I think we've talked about it, but not as a favorite.
Okay.
So
I'm about to finish the whole show. It's definitely dark, but I really like it. I think like the acting and everything in it is just like fabulous. I think the storyline of it, it's very real, like a very mm-hmm. real depiction. Basically, she is she's in a relationship that becomes a very like toxic, abusive relationship. So definitely like trigger warning on all of that in terms of the show's content. But it's just a very like real depiction of struggles in terms of like mental health, financial insecurity, and I guess it is like, it's definitely dark with heavy topics, but I just,
I've heard it's amazing.
She, it's done in a way that not every episode is like, okay, I hate my life. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain that best, but it's a really good show. And she has a daughter, and it's like, basically aww, she just wants like to create the best life for her kid. Like, so she becomes a maid. She like writes a book. Like, it's a whole, I don't want to give away too much, but it's a really good show. Give it the first episode, first two. It's really popular on Netflix, and I feel like, you know, typically if it's popular on Netflix, it's like good. I haven't been watching a ton of TV though. Like, I haven't even finished this yet.
I'm so behind on so many shows. I was telling Brooke off air that I cannot get through You season three. I just can't. And I want to, because I loved season one and I liked season two a lot too. So maybe it's just we're busy. I don't know.
I really liked season three, so I told Danielle to keep going.
I know. I feel like there is hope. So I feel as though I'll be fine.
Yeah, I think you will.
But I'm also intrigued in The Maid. I don't know when I'm going to watch it.
I know. I'm like struggling with shows right now too, but I feel like there's an abundance of content. I'm trying to get into Succession. I like really, I'm struggling with that too, but I've heard it gets, you know.
Oh, you started it?
Yeah, I did.
Ryan and I are currently watching Only Murders in the Building. We have like two more episodes. Oh,
I started that too. I'm like halfway.
Oh, I thought you finished that. No.
I guess I should.
It's pretty good. It's no, a fun I like show it. For us to watch. So next we're going to watch Succession as together. So I'm waiting for him.
That's cute.
It's fun to have something to like look forward to, like with shows like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think that's very sweet. I mean, it's also like gives you reason to like not just like sit around and like watch Netflix all day. Like you can be like, oh, I get to watch an episode like later tonight when I get to like see someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know?
Except Ryan's always like so excited to watch the show. And I'm like, wait, let's talk first, because he does not like to talk during, as you know. We're
big. Yeah.
But we do not talk about. Rick and I are both movie talkers, but we're not just talking about random shit while we're watching it.
I like to be able to ask a question or two.
Yeah, actually, the other night, when you and I were watching Wine Country, I finally showed her the movie, and she likes it.
I never finished it.
Well, I know, but the ending is really weird. They, like, roll down a hill. It's, like, really weird.
Okay. Well, so, the beginning is so funny. Like, that phone call
so
scene.
It's so strong. Yeah, it's, like, good.
It comes in hot.
Phone call scene. Oh, when they're all talking on the phone. Yeah, it's just
it's
like
so real. Like the mom
friends.
Jokes. It's like a mom's like reunion. Well, they're all friends from like childhood or whatever, but the conversation, I'm like, I literally feel like I'm listening to my mom and her friends.
Yeah, it's just so funny. And the things they say, you're like, wow, my mom so says that. Just
things
stuff like
we
that.
Say now.
But you were things we say now. That's a reference from the movie. But you were it was funny because I had already seen it and you were asking a lot of questions. I was talking about.
Was I really?
You're like, wait, so but you ask questions different than I do. You ask questions about like, wait, so is she going to like blah, blah, blah at the end?
And I love making predictions.
It's so cute.
I love a prediction because then I can be like, I called it. But then when I watched Love Hard, I made a lot of predictions too.
Yes, but it's like, what do you want me to say? Well, not with Love Hard. I hadn't seen that yet. But with like Wine Country, what do you want me to say? Like, yes, you're right.
Like, well, keep watching.
Okay, so you don't want me to be like, yeah, you're right, actually.
Okay, well, maybe that's why I like watching something new for the first time with someone who is also new for the first time.
Yeah, that makes it.
Because when we watch Love Hard, do not recommend this film in the slightest. But
we tried. We like
waste
it.
Of time. But we were both making predictions. We're like, you really think she's going to end up with him? And we're like, all right, I think she will. Or like, I think she won't.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. That was all over the place.
I know. That took me through a loop, to say the least. It's like the most expected ending, but also the most unexpected ending.
Yeah. Love Hard on Netflix with Nina Dobrev.
Love Hard.
Love Hard. Well, speaking of holidays, shall we get on into our question of the week?
Yeah.
Question of the week. Question. All right. I had to. What is your favorite holiday song?
All right. I have two as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So my first, and I don't know, this could be like a family inspired thing because my family really likes it. Last Christmas by Wham. Do you have that on yours?
Yeah.
I don't think yours is going to be my other one, which is Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney.
Oh, it's not. That one actually really annoys me.
Oh, my God. You don't like it?
Well, I like it, but I feel like it's always on at like Macy's when you're shopping. Sorry, I didn't mean to
shit
on it.
Wait, are we thinking of the same one?
Oh, maybe not.
No, it's like, yeah, we're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
No, it's cute.
But it starts in the beginning. It's like, dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is the same song I'm thinking of, but
I think his version of it's different. No.
Oh.
What?
I don't know.
No, it's his song. I think it's an. It says that it's an original.
No, I forgot about the beginning though. Dun,
dun, dun, it's kind of like dun, a bop when you hear those chords. You're like, shit,
it's about to go down.
I do like I like it all. I love like that Ariana Grande, the Michael Bublé. Like I fucking love Christmas music. Honestly, I love it. I can't lie. Okay, sorry, I have to say that.
I literally am like holding myself back from starting to listen to it. It's. I think I'm gonna start listening. Like
okay,
in a couple days.
Do it. I dare you.
Okay, so my favorite. I don't want to say it's my number one favorite, but is Last Christmas, and it's also because. I just have like such good memories from it, and like I always listen to it, especially middle school with like I don't know, I just think about like Christmas time during that period of time, and it just puts me in the best mood. It was just such I don't know, eighth grade, or I guess I was in seventh grade, such a good period in my life, and ever since now I literally my dad will be like, oh, I know Danielle loves this song. Like it's just like it's also kind of sad at the end of the day, but it's so good.
No, it's so good.
So Last Christmas by Wham. And then I also love so do you like the movie Polar Express?
Yes, I do.
I do too. And so the song Believe, I think it's by Josh Groban.
If you just believe
children. I always listen to it on Christmas Eve before I go to bed.
Dun, 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 dun. You like really still love like the magic.
The magic. Oh, like Santa is real. I told you, my family, like we put Santa. On the like if my parents get us gifts.
Yeah. Oh, we write like joking stuff. It'll be like from like
oh really?
Yeah, like I don't even know. Like it would be like a holly jolly like I don't know. We just write stupid stuff. We like cross it out and like we'll write like funny jokes. Like
oh maybe I'll do that this year. That's funny.
Like my brother and my dad go back and forth, like they'll call each other like big man or like whatever it is, like little arms. Funny. Like they have like jokes for each other because they both don't have little arms, so they'll be like little arms.
That is hysterical.
We like roast each other on our Netflix like profiles. Like did
do
I
you really
show
do you make
that?
Names for your parents on Netflix?
They have them for each other. Like let me
So like you don't make your own?
Oh well we're all on one shared account. It
right, but then there's like five
oh yeah, the profiles.
Profile photos. So you like you would make a funny name for your dad. Dad's profile?
Yeah, I think it's like really my dad and my brother that go back and forth with this. It's oh yeah.
Oh my god. Kissy face and
that's
Mr. Small Arms.
Mr. Small Arms is my
oh my god, you guys are savage.
And my dad is just
kissy
dead.
Face. Oh
yeah,
dude.
I know. I don't even know what that picture is. It's like Rapunzel. What is that?
Probably one of those Tangled movies, yeah.
Yeah, I went to like the Change Icons the other day, speaking of all of this. The options could be greater, I feel.
There's like human photos.
I know. And I, that doesn't sit right with me.
No, I need to change. I'm going to change my families tonight. That is so funny.
And just make it something like they have like Squid Game. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Sex education. Like, no one, like, what? They want like
that. I don't want it. Like, I don't feel right. I love Bridgerton, but I don't feel right using one of these photos. Like, I feel like it's supposed to be funny and like cartoony, you know?
Yeah, we keep it with cartoon.
Like, I like love these characters. Don't get me wrong.
Wait, I'm so doing that.
Oh, like Outer
I'm
Banks.
Change everyone's names. Oh, Outer Banks. That's really funny. I also do have to give one shout out. I know you said shout out to Michael Bublé.
There she is. Stranger Things. I just told Danielle that the girl, Sadie Sink, is in Stranger Things. She looks so much younger
from
there.
All Too Well video.
Yeah.
Wow, that does look like her, though.
It is her.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Michael Bublé.
Mm.
That is like every year. I have so many rituals for Christmas. Every year, like my first song I listen to like start listening to music is It's Beginning to Look a Lot by Michael Bublé. Michael Bublé is like, people say Mariah Carey's the queen of Christmas music. Like she just has the one song.
I was going to say I would put that in my favorite songs, but my school used to do a dance to that. Like, so in high school, they did like a dance to it and it was so overplayed that it almost ruined it for me. And I still love it.
What do you mean a dance?
So they did like a partner dance. Like you have to pick someone to do it with. And like in the commons, which was like at the center of our high school. So from periods, like whatever the lunch periods were, like 4 to 7, they would do like literally the last 15 minutes of it would be like the common show. And like they do like this guy girl dance. And it's like,
did you have to do it?
If you're on Tigrettes, you'd. Like if you're on like the dance, I wasn't on the dance team, so obviously I didn't do it, but it like I've this performance after seeing it 4 years, however many periods in a row, it's engraved into my brain now too.
Wait, so like I'm so I love shit like this. So was it the like 20 dance girls and then 20 guys?
Yeah, like they each like invite like a quote like date.
Was
like,
it different every day?
No. No, it's only
or just once.
It's just the one day before Christmas break.
That's adorable.
Yeah, they love doing the it. They're like, spirit. Oh, like, will you do the Tigs dance with me? Like, it's like a thing. Like,
did you guys say roll Tigs?
No.
Okay, at DePaul University, they do that.
No, we say go Tigers. So I'm sure that you guys have heard of Ring because they have that amazing video doorbell. But did you know that they actually make an alarm? Ring Alarm is a great way to provide safety to you, your family, and loved ones. Ring Alarm provides peace of mind. It's a powerful, affordable home security system that you can easily install yourself. But if you don't want to lift a finger, Ring actually does have a team that could set it up for you. This is actually in my house at home on Long Island. My parents set it up themselves. They found the process to be super easy. And now every time I'm home, I get to use the Ring alarm. And let me tell you, I just feel a little more safe, you know, in like a larger house. Sometimes I freak myself out, especially if I'm like home alone, if they're out of town or something. And Ring alarm actually works on any house or apartment. It has sensors for motion, doors, and windows. You can get notified right on your phone whenever anything is detected. With Ring alarm, you can know what is happening at your home no matter where. This busy season takes you right from your phone with the easy to use Ring app. They also have more than just security. Ring Alarm can also protect your home from flood, freeze, and fire too. Plus, Ring Alarm works seamlessly with all of your other Ring products like security cameras, so you can truly see what's happening inside and outside your home. I feel like this is so important when you're on the go, if you like travel a lot like we do, that you can easily like check your app and just kind of have like that peace of mind during the holidays when you're traveling. I just want to feel protected going into 2022. So say no more. Ring Alarm can definitely make that happen. This holiday season, deck the halls, walls, doors, and windows with the best deals of the year on the award-winning Ring Alarm. Go to ring.com/gals to get a great deal on a Ring Alarm security kit today. That's ring.com/gals.
Go Tigers!
I think our football team was, I don't know if they're still trash. They were, maybe they're doing better these days. When I went there, they were like no one went because they were bad.
Really? Oh
my gosh. I know. Football games were a big thing for you. Did you guys not have a dance team or anything?
No. I would have been on that shit.
Yeah.
We had cheerleading.
Did they dance too? Cheerleaders sometimes dance, but there was like a distinction. There was like the kick line and like the...
Yeah, no, we just had dance and then band. I was a football manager. I cheered freshman year and I didn't put my hand on my hip and like pump my fist. I like pumped and like with my whole body like a hip hop dancer, and that's when I knew I had to go.
You were like, this is not for me.
Because the captain came up to me and she's like, Danielle, like, she wasn't being mean. She was like, just make sure to put your hand on your hip. And I was like, this is, I gotta go. Like, I don't dance like this. No, no shade. I was just like, I am not a cheerleader.
I get it. It's a specific kind of like, some people, you know, you could tell that they're cheerleaders though. 100%. You just, they have that pep in their step.
Definitely. Some people,
and it's like, you can meet them. You'll be like, I know back in the day you were a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Goes back to 10th grade.
Oh my God. 5, 6, 7, 8.
I was captain of the JV team.
My mom was the captain of her cheerleading team.
Really?
Yeah, she was that girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe the sun's already setting. I'm not used to this. I don't know when I will get
it's
used to it.
It's depressing, to say the least. Seasonal depression, I feel like, is a real thing here. I know, obviously, some people experience it, like, way, way worse than others, so I'm not discrediting that. But it definitely, like, when it's 5 o'clock and it's pitch black out, like, it's like, okay, time for bed. I don't know about you. That's, like, my thought.
Well, yesterday, yeah, after Ryan and I went to brunch, we walked outside of brunch, broke, it was dark. Brunch? I was so shocked. Florida girl takes New York. It was 4:30.
Yeah, the sun sets about that time.
It wasn't, like, pitch black yet, but, like... That was weird.
It's a dark, I told you it's a dark winter. You didn't believe me.
I did believe you, but it's unfortunately something you can't understand until you experience it.
I'm like, it's a cold, dark winter in New York.
Oh my God, what does that remind me of? The cold, dark,
big meaty claws from SpongeBob? Did you ever?
Literally not at all. I don't. Oh my God, it was a TikTok sound. Billy and I used to love it. It'd be like a picture of a potato under the ground. It'd be like, yeah, I had to be there. One. Cold, dark ground. It was so funny. Anyway, should we talk about our gift guides now?
Yeah, I think we should. Let's just go back and forth, share some good gift ideas. Very curious what you guys are asking for, so we'll do plenty of poll questions over on the Instagram at Gals and the Go Podcast. And before we start with the gift guide, I feel like we should plug Danielle and I's favorite gift this season.
Ho, ho, ho. What do you want for Christmas this
year? I want Gals on the Go merch for Christmas.
Oh, my dear. Don't you worry. We've got it in stock. Don't you guys worry. The merch is still on the website. I just want to say, like, we'll let you guys know if it's, like, a drop where it's limited quantities. But for this first drop, we want it to be for something so you guys could, like, get.
Yeah. So you're available to get it in all sizes still. So we have our signature crew neck, the tee. I don't even want to call it a tee, though. It's, like, a comfy, like,
soft PJ tee. Not even just PJ.
Yeah. It's a soft tee. The sticker set and the tote bag. The tote bag and the sweatshirt are definitely the most popular.
Yes. They're my favorites, too, obviously. The sweatshirt is so amazing. It's, like, such a thick, good quality material. I know,
so nice.
And it's got, like, the skyline with the taxi, and we made this so it's, like, I don't know, I've never been someone to wear, like, Gals on the Go podcast. Same. Brooke and Danielle. So this is, like, if someone else that listens to the podcast walks by, they, like, they know what's up. But if someone else walks by, they're like, that's a cute sweatshirt.
Totally.
That
and you can wear goal. It anywhere. It doesn't need to be, like, a lot of our merch is, like, NYC inspired, but it does not need to be, like, solely worn in New York by any means, you know?
Yeah, no, it's just, like,
wear it anywhere.
Cute and comfortable. And the tote is so perfect for being on the go. It's like iHeartNY, but GOTG. Sticker set, so fun. You could put it on your laptop or your water bottle, wherever. Yeah,
I still have mine on the sheet. I have to decide where to put it.
I know, it's so much pressure.
I know, because once it's there, it's there.
Yeah, and then the tea, I literally sleep in all the time, so.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really comfy.
My sleep area.
I've actually been sleeping in, like, I got these, they're called, they totally could have been my favorite. They're called, like, Simply Boxers, I think, and they're, like, technically, like, women's cut boxers, but you could wear, like, any type, and I really like sleeping those with, like, a big tee, like, the Gals in the OT.
That sounds so nice.
I know.
That's really nice.
Just wanted to share that.
That just made me so cozy.
Cozy.
So yeah, we'll have the link down below for you guys to shop our merch, but it's quite easy. And now you just go to galsonthegopodcast.com. We launched our website too, which there was just so much that happened.
I forgot that we wrote those descriptions for ourselves, and I went to that page and I was like,
this is kind of goofy.
I was like, what a witty gal. And I was like, oh, I wrote this about myself.
Yeah, we made little bios about ourselves, but more fun instead of like, whimsical. She attended. Yeah, they're whimsical.
So go check out the website, the merch is on there, and obviously keep up with the pod.
I implore you to, like, look around the website. It's really, Emma did a phenomenal job on the website.
Yeah, she did. We implore have,
like,
you.
If you, I know, like, my word
usage. I love
usage.
The SAT word usage.
Yeah, you just, like, scroll down, and we have, like, a little, like, I don't know, it's just, there's some fun little features on there. And then you can also shop our merch on there or on FanJoy's website as well. So, and little teaser, we actually have even more merch coming soon, right before the holidays. And this is a really cool drop, too. So get excited for that.
Get so excited.
Get so excited. I know you're, like, on the edge of your seat right now.
Hey. So let's go back and forth with some great gifts.
Let's do it.
Okay. Starting off for me, this is something that I was so close to buying for myself just the other day. I'm really glad I didn't, because I've seen it online for a lot cheaper than what I was going to buy.
Oh, tea.
A Ghani beanie. Specific beanies of all kinds. I feel like they're very, like, thoughtful. It's like warm and cozy, like stay warm, stay cozy, stay trendy, whatever. But specifically this brand Ganni. I feel like it's like a premium brand, you know, like I just feel like they're doing things right. They have a bunch of different colors of it. It has like the little tag in the front. I think it is like technically like unisex. I mean, I'm pretty sure anyone could wear it. Like it doesn't matter. It's just a beanie. Not that it matters. Like obviously wear whatever you like anyways, but, so I might gift it. I might get it. I don't really know who to gift it for, but I just feel like it's such, like, I always see it, like, on gift guides and stuff now, and I'm like, that is a really nice premium gift. I feel like you give it and, like, you're like, wow, this is really nice, you know?
Oh, my God, yeah. Ghani has popped out of nowhere. Like, they've been on my radar for just a couple months now. I don't know about you.
Well, I think that now they're on more, like, mass retailer sites. Like, I definitely think they always existed. Like, we've seen the stores before.
Right.
But now I feel like they're on, like, Revolve and, like,
it's so cool. Yeah, I really available. Like their branding.
Me too.
You make me want a beanie. I want like a block.
I got a cropped sweatshirt from Ghani when I was in LA. Cute. Spent a ton of money. I don't know why. I went to Fred Siegel and I was just like, get balling that day, I guess. But I was stressed. I had to find a good outfit to wear.
Yes, she was meeting one of her fave TikTokers.
Anyways, so that's my first one.
I love that. So my first one is called the Pura Air Freshener or Pura Smart Home Fragrance Diffuser. I'm obsessed with it, you guys. I've had, it was like sold out for so long. I was literally on an email list to like make sure I knew when it was back in stock. It's basically like, I don't even know how to explain it. You like plug it in. It's like a wall plug in. Like they sell at Bath and Body Works and Glade and all those websites. But this thing is so high tech, Brooke. You would actually.
I'm really interested.
It is so sick. I have to show you. There's an app. So basically, you can pick out different scents and they work with brands. So like I have a Capri Blue scent. I have Times Fraser Fur. That's a really popular Christmas scent. They have Homesick candles on there.
Wow.
And it can hold up to 2 little like pods and you put it in and you plug it in. You connect it to your Wi-Fi. You have it on the app and you scan this like QR code when you put it in the machine. A little, it's like a little thing.
Okay.
And so your app knows which ones are plugged in. Literally look at this.
Whoa. I can
literally click
on. Did you get this for yourself?
Yes.
Whoa.
So you can plug it into Fraser Fur, or you, I have Fraser Fur on right now, so I can press stop at any time if I go away. You can put it on travel mode, and I can put the intensity up of the scent. It is literally so cool. The other day I switched it from Capri Blue to Fraser Fur just because I was feeling it.
That's really cool.
It's such a great gift.
Who would you give this to? Like a mom?
Literally anybody. Like,
how expensive are we talking? A couple hundred?
No. $40.
Oh, 40, what?
Yeah, but a lot of, I suggest getting one. Like, they have one with Nest scents. So I got Capri Blue. There's a Vetiver one that I have my eye on. Like, they have Capri Blue plus the diffuser. So that's $78. I just think it's so cool and it's so high tech. It's so fun to go on your app and be like, oh, I want this scent now.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's like scents you actually like. It's not like, like, you know, you like Capri Blue, or you know, you like, you know, Pumpkin Picking by Homesick. So highly suggest. I would give this to anyone that's into like cool techie stuff. I'd give this to someone like you, or like my mom doesn't, my mom actually doesn't really like scents. She's like, oh, can you stop burning that candle? Like, she's so sensitive. So it depends on who the person is, but I think it's unisex. It's great.
Yeah, I love that as a gift idea. Yeah. Wait, why does it purify the air too, or is it just a diffuser? I think you just said diffuser.
I think it's just diffuser. If it purifies, that'd be crazy.
A lot of people are into like that and what's the like humidifier, dehumidifier?
Oh, molecule something.
Oh, is that what it is? Good Malt. Oh
no, I've seen so many.
Yeah. There's so many like devices these days. Where, my thing is like, where the hell do you put all them? Like, my apartment is already so cluttered. Like, where would I put it?
I know. I'm like really trying not to clutter. I don't know where I'd put something like that. My apartment actually. It's a newer building. I have filters in every room. Like these I don't know. It's some weird technology, but because of COVID, they put them in. It's cool. Wow.
Love that.
You already know how much I love Pura Vida and everything that they have to offer, from their clothes to their jewelry. I seriously love it all. And Pura Vida's biggest sale of the year is just around the corner. Pura Vida is one of the coolest apparel and accessory brands out there, and now is the perfect time to check them out. Their Black Friday Cyber Monday sale is coming up, and you'll be able to get up to 50% off plus free shipping. Pura Vida's fair trade apparel and artisan-made accessories are comfortable, casual, eco-friendly, and honestly just so cool. I love wearing them, especially being from Florida. I feel like I'm just a little Floridian when I wear them. It feels very beachy, yet so fun, and they just add a pop to any outfit. So obviously, like I was saying, they're known for their beautiful braided bracelets that are handmade by artisans, their string bracelets that are unisex, fully adjustable, and they're wax-coated, so they're 100% waterproof. I wear mine in the shower, or during the summer, I'd wear them in the ocean, and no problem. The jewelry is super affordable, with bracelets starting at $6 and rings at $12. It's really perfect for like a stocking stuffer, or if you're doing like a Secret Santa gift exchange. It's great. You can stack them, mix them, match them however you want. But then they also have these buttery soft fair trade cotton tees and hoodies with custom art graphics, plus almost every style gives back to charity. Cool, comfy, and casual clothing made for living in. Pura Vida's biggest sale of the year starts on Black Friday. To get up to 50% off plus free shipping, just text GALS to 38817 and they'll notify you when the sale is live. That's GALS to 38817 to get up to 50% off at Pura Vida. Terms apply. Available at puravitabracelets.com/terms. Text GALS to 38817.
Okay, my next one. This is a life favorite of mine, my Barefoot Dreams robe.
Ugh.
Great gift to ask for yourself. Great gift to give to a friend. If any of you, like, I would just say add it to your own list. I mean, it's a nice gift for a mom, a sister, something.
I feel like you wear it a lot, too.
All the time. And not even just, like, when I'm straight out of the shower, but when it's, like, those in-between times when you're, like, I'm clean, but I don't know, like, what to put on right now.
I think I need to get one because a lot of times you're, like, making me want to buy things. I'll take my Barefoot Dreams blanket and just wear it.
Oh, then but that's I feel literally like, exactly what it is, except I wash it more. I know you're supposed to follow like specific washing protocols with it, but I kind of knew immediately after getting it. I was like, I'm going to get makeup on this. I'm going to like, you know, probably be eating in it.
Yours is white, right?
Yeah, I got the white. I love it. It's blanket material, like the Barefoot Dreams blanket. I wouldn't use it as like, I do use it sometimes as like a post shower robe, but that's like probably not the intent of it. It's not meant to like dry down, you know, because it is more like a blanket. It's more like loungewear. But I like wearing it even when I get ready. And then I just go ahead and make sure like I throw it in the wash with some bleach and it gets it out.
That's so smart. Oh my gosh.
Add it to your list. I feel like that, like if I had a sister, that'd be like a nice gift for like a sis.
Yeah, that's so or, cute.
Like I could give that to like my brother's girlfriend. Like I feel like that would be like a nice gift for something like that. You know, like I don't know if I would give a friend that. I mean, I could totally give a friend that gift, but there's not many friends I exchange like that type of gift with. But there's some that I don't know.
Yeah, no, I have a couple friends, like, especially if you know they like Barefoot Dreams stuff, which no one really touches Barefoot Dreams and doesn't like it.
The socks are a lower price point, too, if you want a lower price point item of Barefoot Dreams. They're, like, I think less than
$30. That's smart, especially with cold season.
Yeah, they're just, like, nice premium socks. Everything Barefoot Dreams is really lovely, but the blankets, the robes, and the socks, I think, are the best.
I want to go on their website and see, because that is a really good gift idea, and they have different price points. That's such a cute idea. Thanks, Brooke.
Add it to your friends' little gift bags.
I know. Not the robes, but... Well, they would die if they got the robes. All my friends are, like, always looking at the Nordstrom Rack sales for the
The blanket.
That actually would be really cute. I don't think they'd be able to fit in their suitcases, though. That would be a very expensive gift. Okay, my next tip, or... idea is experience that you can do together. So if this is a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you could do like getaway house. I've seen a lot of rumblings of Under Canvas, which what's I don't know that? What cities. It's like I don't think you'd like it. It's kind of like glamping.
No thanks.
A spa day, concert tickets is such a good idea. Like I know like Harry Styles, just you know, everyone loves Harry Styles.
Came for us. They came for us. We got some really mean messages. You guys, we love the passion.
No, and I'm not upset. I'm just like, you know, like your opinion.
Your opinion's valid.
And I like, so we said what we needed to say. But an experience you can do together is so fun because one, you benefit from it too.
I think it's so fun and so thoughtful. It's so interesting talking to some people that they'll be like, oh, I'm more of a, like an experienced person than like a gift person. Yeah. And I'm kind of starting to get there too. I'm like, objects are just objects after a certain point.
And
like,
as you get older and your friends start to get jobs and you can start buying things for yourself that you want, like, this is good for the person that has it all, kind of.
Yeah,
getting them an experience that you can do together, or give it to that, like, or like I've had family members give me something to do with Ryan or to do with you know, a friend.
I've heard stories. I know a few, actually. I'll just throw these out there. Speaking of the experiences, NASCAR racing, like I've heard of people giving like credit because you like ride, like drive your own race car, basically. There was another one. Oh, my aunt got me. I haven't even used it yet. I need to use it. It's a Virgin Explore basically gift card that like I could access any like tours in New York, like food tours, wine tours, like anything, and like use the credit there. So I think any of those are really thoughtful. I would just try to avoid like just a blank gift card, but I feel like for an experience, like that's like fair, or be like, hey, I booked this, but it's hard to get the dates lined up. So that's tough. Like if you were to book for you and Ryan, how'd that go? You'd have to get it the dates he's free.
Yeah, or sometimes you can give a credit. So it's like,
yeah, like you one can night use this. Of, yeah.
Yeah, one night of, yeah, definitely. What's yours?
Night of fun. Next. I think these are just great gift ideas for anyone who's moving to a new apartment. They're in college. They have their own apartment. They want to start cooking. I know I can't think of many people who wouldn't appreciate a gift like this, and that is any sort of kitchen item. I love the items from Our Place. That is the brand Our Place. We have Danielle and I both have the Always Pan. Danielle has the Always Pot, which I'm very interested in.
Or it's called the Perfect Pot. Oh, sorry. I misspoke.
Oh, okay.
But it's the same material as like the Always Pan.
Yeah, I really want to get, it's just like a matching like set, but it's really good, nonstick. They have a knife set that I'm interested in. And I'm also really interested in this brand Caraway. They have like a whole thing of like pans and they're very like cute. So I just feel like anything like that, that's like one big kit. It's nice if it's like, you know, a trendy brand or whatever, but honestly, anything thoughtful like that. Like there's so many times when I'm like, I need measuring cups and I realize like I don't have them. And that's like annoying things to buy for yourself. So if you've
anyone, dish towels, something cute.
Yeah. I honestly, I love like our, like the Amazon cups we both use, like the little like beer cup.
Oh yeah. Thingies. I was fully inspired by you for those.
Thank you. Well, anything like that though, I feel like could be like a nice, I can't think of one person that would be like in their like mid 20s that wouldn't appreciate things like that. Even if you barely use your kitchen, like for the few times that you do use it, it's nice.
Yeah. Especially like I definitely, this might be just me talking, but definitely like if you know the vibes of their apartment, like go with the vibes of their apartment. Uh-huh. If they're like more neutral, don't get them a bright orange cup, you know?
I agree.
Because then it's even more thoughtful. It's like, oh wow, like they know, like my grandma for my birthday sent me, I've talked about it, but like this little fall setup.
Yeah, so cute.
And it like wasn't choogy. It was like it actually went with my apartment. So that totally was really thoughtful. And I could tell like she really put in time into that. My next gift idea, I talk about these all the time, but I just think they're so freaking awesome. Also a good gift for the home. Homesick candles. I love the brand. They truly create these scents based off of cities, based off of feelings. So I have one literally called, I should show you it. It's called Sleepaway Camp. And it smells like so sunscreen cute and bug spray, but in the best way. Really? I haven't burned it yet. Yeah. But it's just like such a, like I smell
I like
it,
the I'm brand like, a lot. I like the yeah bot, like the container it's in. I have, I had one that said Long Island.
Long, oh, yeah, Island. Long Island. Yeah, I had a Florida one. There were Athens ones. Athens, they might have, they literally just like, they've expanded from like cities to feelings, which I think are really cool. Or like pumpkin picking or autumn hayride or under the Christmas tree, probably. I don't even know. I just, going on their website is so fun.
Yeah.
And so that's cute. And that's, I love, like one year my manager sent me a Florida one and I was like, that's really thoughtful. Like, you know.
Very so sweet. Yeah, I like idea anything like that. That's like a literally like the littlest amount of like thought, but yeah.
Exactly.
Next is a good portable speaker. I think,
oh, so good.
Anyone could benefit from this. Even if you have one, I feel like, you know, the technology is always improving. I like, if I got another one, I would maybe leave it in my bathroom and maybe use it in the shower, you know, like.
Love a shower speaker.
Yeah, you could always benefit from another one. I personally love my Beats Pill. I think it gets really loud. I think it's just like great technology and it charges with the same like charging thing that an iPhone charges with, which is really nice. Like little things you don't think about.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. At least mine does. The JBL also, a lot of people like.
UE Boom. Those are
yeah,
good too.
I wish mine had like a little clip on it because I could like, I don't know.
You should get the JBL clip speaker I have for my shower. I don't have it up here.
I like that.
Actually, I do have it up here.
Do you listen to music in the shower?
Yeah.
I love it.
Big music girl in the shower. Yeah. Because it's hard to listen to podcasts sometimes because the water's too loud. I have to put it all the way up and then you turn off the shower and it's like really loud.
Yeah, and you're like, make it stop. Yeah, it depends what mood I'm in, but I like some sort of noise. Yes.
Love that. Great idea. One year, the first time my brother ever really got me something for my birthday or for Christmas was a Beats Pill.
That's sweet.
And it was like the first edition though. Like it's broken now.
It's vintage.
Yeah, but it was so cute. I love a Beats Pill. It brings me back. My next one, I know Brooke really wants either a sunset lamp or I think you actually might have this, the Galaxy light projector.
I do have that. Oh, it's
is it
so
here?
Cute.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I have that's it in my so room. Cool. I haven't really whipped it out in a while. I forget about it. It's really cool. I feel like they were popular a few years ago, the Galaxy light ones.
Yeah, I never got one though, so I really, really want one. I think it'd be so magical. But I also do the red lights before I go to bed. But neither of them are very expensive, I don't think. I know the sunset lamps aren't that expensive because they're literally just a little rod with a little orb thing on it because it projects a ton of light. So those are usually not that expensive. And then the Galaxy ones are so cool. I just think that those are such cool gifts and they're not that expensive.
Yeah, I like those a lot. As well, I'm asking for a sunset lamp, like one of those ones that you could put on the wall. A lot of people are like taking pictures with them these days.
Wait, you can put it on the wall?
No, but like you shine the light of it. Like,
oh,
on
yeah,
the
you
wall
shine it on the yeah wall. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Those are cool. I have you one at home. I mean. I didn't bring it up here.
All right. Next up, I'm very candidly sponsored by Casetify, but they're the freaking best and I love them. I think if you're going to get something custom, you're going to want to order now because probably we'll get there late. But custom literally anything from Casetify, whether that be a phone case, doesn't matter if their phone is old, new. I think anyone loves these. Guys, girls, I get so many compliments on my phone case all day long. They also have AirPod cases, Apple Watch bands, and I just feel like all of them are really, really thoughtful gifts. They don't have to say your name on them. They're just really good, high-quality cases. Maybe they just got a new computer. Get them a case for that. Any sort of like tech accessory, I feel like it's really meaningful. I know Etsy has stuff too. I just like the quality of Casetify because I know that it's like, it is drop resistant. I know that it's just like good quality stuff.
Oh my gosh. I literally have a Casetify phone case. I dropped my phone from a very high vantage point the other day and it's good.
You're vocab in this episode, Danielle.
I don't know what's happening.
You've been hanging out with a lot of intellects.
I guess so. I just adore Casetify so much and all their, or like Brooke said, an AirPods case is so fine because a lot of people don't buy those. But once you have one, it's like, I need an AirPods case.
I love the keychain element of it. Yeah. Like hooked up my keychain.
Yeah, you always have it on
your keys. I love it. So cute. Yeah.
I love them. And then it allows for an extra set of protection to make sure your AirPods don't fall out. Because that happened to me one time in the JFK airport. I dropped my AirPods and I got on the plane because then you know how it closes right away. So you know, yeah. So I didn't know. And I got on the plane and my AirPods were gone.
Oh, yikes.
That was sad. That was a couple years ago, many years ago. Next up I have, this is usually for the men in your life, but women like it too. A DOP kit.
Yeah.
DOP kit. DOP. Or a toiletry bag. Cause so many guys in my life just use these like little plastic nylon, like netted mesh.
Yeah.
Things. When I travel, I see their bags. I'm like, it's like crusty with toothpaste, you know?
Yeah.
And they love stuff like that. They get to put their little razor, their toothbrush. And if you want to like add a little more, you can put some cologne samples in it or some aftershave or whatever, like a gift card to Art of Shaving, something like that. I think is really thoughtful. I love those like leather DOP kits. I think they're, yeah, really, they're nice. Really they cute. Look good on a counter and they can just, they don't even have to just use it when they travel. It can be like on their bathroom counter and it, yeah, just looks so nice and it's a nice gift. And every guy I've ever given one to, they just love it.
I have to say one thing I think that's in common with every guy that I've dated is that they all have a monogram DOP kit. I don't, like, I literally don't, like, it's so niche.
Oh, that's good. So they're, yeah, set.
Yeah. But I think that shows that people use it though. So if they, oh, don't have, yeah, it, you know, like,
oh my,
I,
gosh,
think that it is, I know, I feel like that would be like a good gift, like for my dad. Like I feel like he travels and he has like a bunch of like different bags and shit. Like he doesn't have just like one coherent.
Definitely. DOP kits are so fun. But then once you like give to one, it's like, then they use it. So you,
yeah, that's
like
cute.
Do it yearly.
Yeah, no.
But it's a great gift and you can get a monogram too if you want.
I think that's something that like it sucks to buy for yourself. So like it's, yeah, a very thoughtful gift.
But then when you get it, it's like, wow, I like really need one of these and this is so nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love that. Next, I love a subscription concept.
Yeah.
Just because it's the gift that keeps on giving. Book of the month. I definitely plan on giving a subscription of this to some family members who I know like to read. I've had people like inquire about it to me. Like they're like, oh, is it worth it? I'm like, I'm going to get it for Christmas. I know the lowest one, like the 3 month starts at like $50. So you can definitely get it for a pretty fair price. And they get to go in and like build a profile and like pick what books they want, which I think is better. It's really thoughtful and nice to give someone a book that you like, but not everybody has the same taste. So at least with this, they have a little, yeah, room to like, you know, get creative.
Definitely. I actually talked about Book of the Month in the video I'm posting. Well, as this episode's going up, I'm uploading a Christmas wishlist gift guide thing. And I talked about Book of the Month. And then also, this is really niche, but if they do like blowouts, you can get them a Dry Bar membership.
Yeah.
Or what other?
Any membership? Type of membership.
Yeah. People, and it's like, not like it has to be a year long. You can do like for 3 months. So it's, yeah, such a good, you know.
I think anything that can make someone in your life easier.
Yeah, or like I know Delaney's mom for a holiday of some sort, I forget which one, got her like People magazine or something because she likes to do the crossword puzzles in them.
So thoughtful. So we would always, like, a magazine or newspaper subscription.
Yeah.
That's cute. Are your thoughts running in endless circles in your mind? Our thoughts can be confusing enough. Meditation doesn't have to be. Headspace is your convenient dose of meditation, mindfulness, and sleep exercises to relieve your stress and anxiety and help you get a good night's sleep all in one app, making it easy to catch your breath and make time for your mental health. And it's one of the most science-backed meditation apps in the world. Provoking meditation works. A study proves that in just 2 weeks, Headspace can reduce your stress by 14%. Before I started doing meditation stuff, I was like really confused. I was like, how do I start? Like, I don't really understand how sitting and like relaxing could make your life better. Like it didn't really make sense to me. But let me tell you, with Headspace, you really have to try it to feel the difference. We believe in this so much, Danielle and I, that we've teamed up with our friends at Headspace so you can experience it for yourself. So I'm going to play a little sample. This is Andy. He's one of my faves on the app.
Sitting comfortably, just taking a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. As you breathe in, noticing how the body expands. As you breathe out, just watching the body soften. You gently close the eyes.
Wow. How great are we feeling right now? That was great, wasn't it? And that was just the beginning. So if you guys want to learn more about Headspace and experience some more of that greater relaxation, those beautiful calming voices, find some Headspace at headspace.com/galsonthego and get 1 month free of their entire meditation library. This is the best Headspace offer available, so go to headspace.com/galsonthego today. headspace.com/galsonthego.
Hey guys, this is Kale Lowry.
And this is V Rivera.
We're the hosts of
Baby Mamas No Drama.
Every Tuesday, we talk about parenting, co-parenting, lifestyle, and sex,
pop culture, current events, and pretty much all the things you want in one podcast.
So download and subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Listen to us every Tuesday and join us with all the tea.
Next up, I have, this is another tech. I love giving tech items. They're so fun and like tech is so fun. Either the Apple AirTag or the Tile keychains. Mm-hmm. If you have a friend, family member, or someone that loses their shit all the time. I actually do have a Tile keychain in my wallet. I always forget I have it. I've thankfully never had to use it, but it's such a great idea and it's so fun and I don't think they're too expensive. I think the Apple AirTag is a little bit more, but they're about the same concept. It's like you can put them like Ryan's roommate Luke has one on his portable speaker because I guess he loses his speaker a lot. Or you can put it on your keys. You could put it on your AirPods, something like that. So like they have peace of mind when they lose something. When they lose something and they find it, they'll think of you.
Yeah, that's sweet. The other day we were in the LA hotel room and I heard like beep beep. Boop, boop. And I was like, what is that? My Tile.
It went off on accident. I actually didn't need it.
But. Yeah. I'm gifting, I think, AirTags to my dad, I think.
We, fun fact, and you guys humbled me, not humbled me, but maybe realized this did not work immediately when I posted about it. We got Finley an AirTag and put it on his collar because we were like, if he runs away or something, like just like to have peace of mind because he's not like chipped or anything. And everyone's like, yeah, fam, that's not going to work unless you're within like 100 feet of him or something.
Oh,
I was like,
sheesh.
Oh, so we took that off of him right away.
Yeah, just not practical.
So now we have this AirTag that says Finley because you can customize them. It's cute.
That is cute. Next up, I just feel like merch of any kind is very thoughtful. Like once you get to know someone on a friendship level, on a romantic level, whatever, I feel like you learn about their interests, whether that be an artist, musician, TV show, movie, sports team. I always recall a few years back, I got my brother like a 21 Savage poster because he still loves 21 Savage, but at the time he was like really into that album. Loved it. Just very thoughtful gift. And I feel like a lot of guys, you know, this is a generalization obviously, but if they have a favorite sports team or something, anything, you know, custom gifts related to that, I feel like are really appreciated. Hats, t-shirts. I know girl, like anybody who has a favorite artist of any kind, or maybe it's like a TV show you both watch, like something related to that, I feel like could be really cute.
Yeah, that's cute. A TV show you both watch, that's adorable. Or like a musician you both listen to.
Yeah, yeah, something special like that. I love a like gift that you put some sort of like thought and effort into.
I love that.
Yeah.
My next one, I was talking about this earlier. It's this website called Dogsy, dogsy.co.uk. If you have a friend, family member, etc., who has a dog that they don't live with or they just miss them, or if they do have a dog they live with and they're obsessed with their dog, getting them dog merch, I feel like, is so fun. So in specific, my friend was telling me she has a dog-shaped pillow of her dog. So she uploaded a photo and they cut out the ears and everything. So it's very – it's kind of realistic. And I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. I feel like I would like really miss Finley even more. And she was like, honestly, because she lives here in New York City too, and her dog's back at home. And she was like, well, when I get sad, I'll like hug it. Like I'm snuggling it. And I'm like, wait, that's so adorable.
Yeah, that is really sweet.
So I don't know. I think that'd be really, really cute. Especially if you have an adorable dog. I mean, all dogs are adorable.
Yeah. So. No, I think that's sweet. So is it life size?
No, it's just like the head.
Oh, okay.
That'd be really crazy if it was like the full body.
I know. I was like, whoa.
It's just like the head with the ears. And you could probably get different sizes. They had socks. It's one of those websites where you can like
do it all.
Yeah. You can put a human's face on like wallpaper. You know, it's like those different things. So I think it's a really good gift idea for the dog lover.
For the dog lover in your life.
Yes.
My last one that I have on here. I know you have a few more. I got some more. That's good. Games.
You got games?
You got any games? I've been playing a lot of like card games, but honestly, I like love a good old like board game. Like
it's so fun.
So fun. And I feel like if you get it for someone that like you hang out with a lot, like you get to in turn play it too. And it's fun. It gives you an activity to do. I feel like it's the perfect combination of the like activity and the like what we're experience and like object, because it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Also anything like video game related too, if they play video games, if you know what specific like console that they use, I think that's really thoughtful too.
Yeah. I saw you wrote that down. I really like that. Or like drinking games are so fun.
Yeah. Drinking games are always fun. Like card drinking games, like especially Scrabble's if someone's moving into a new apartment.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if they're moving to a new apartment or a new city, it's such a great way to make friends too. Like, or if it's like awkward and everyone first gets there, you can like pull out a card game.
And I like having a card game like out when I like hosted the pregame the other night. No one played with it, but like I had like
multiple card games out. Yeah, and like a card game is so cute.
I think you have my disposable.
Do I?
I don't have it. I think I handed it to you at one point. Check your purse.
It was that purse.
Oh no!
It's maybe okay. maybe it's around somewhere. I don't lose things, so it's probably my apartment.
I just feel like I handed it to you because I was like, it's not going to fit in my little bag, and you're like, I got it.
Oh wow! Was I drunker than I remember?
You were.
I unloaded this purse, so I poured it out into my big tote. So I'll go look at my big tote.
Okay, no worries. I forgive you.
Disposable cameras. I almost wrote that down. Like disposable cameras would be a good so gift nice. Too. Like a pack of them, or like a film camera if you're really feeling it. Okay, I'll go through the rest of mine fast. Whew, okay, first off, I have Aritzia hoodies. I find them to be honestly supreme. I mean, other than the Gals on the Go crew necks, of course. But love a good hoodie, and I recently got an Aritzia hoodie, and it doesn't have like the drawstrings near the hood, and it's just like very sleek, and it looks really great layered. And it's good quality. You could get them that and like a candle, you know, that kind of vibe. Very cute. Next up, cool shot glasses. I saw someone with cowboy boot shot glasses, like a set of them, and they were all different colors. Thought that was adorable. Just shot glasses in general are really fun. And then the last one, I feel like it's such a great idea for like a mom or an aunt or a cousin or whatever, perfume. Because I never buy perfume for myself. Like for my birthday, Brooke got me Baccarat Rouge, which was really sweet. I've gotten my mom, I've talked about them all the time, Maison Margiela Replica. Their scents, there's like Sunday Morning, Beach Walk, all these different, like they replicate all these scents. That's a great gift idea. Byredo has amazing perfume. And then lastly, Glossier You perfume.
Yeah, I really like
so
it.
So good. It supposedly like smells different on everybody. It's like you. So
you.
Those are some of our ideas.
Yeah, I think those are like good starting points. Danielle, I know today on YouTube you're posting a video.
Yes. Yeah, kind of like things I've had my eye on and like I suggest to other people.
I know people keep requesting like life favorites. Maybe that could be an episode we do before the end of the year, like the roundup of like things we loved this year.
I love 2021 favorites.
Cuz then that could be like what you spend your gift money on or what you ask for.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Okay, look forward to that, guys.
I know. I always think about that. Like that, you know, people that I look up to and I like love their life or like things that they have, whatever it may be, like I want a comprehensive list of everything so that I could like, you know, see it all in one place.
Definitely. No, that'll be a fun time. We love doing like product roundups for you guys.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yay. Well, get excited. There'll be another episode next week, obviously. Next week's episode is going to be so good. It'll be the day before Thanksgiving. So it'll get you guys hyped.
The Thanksgiving special.
Yeah, the MFGOTG Thanksgiving special. We're talking about all things Thanksgiving, getting in the holiday spirit. Just get ready for next week.
Yeah, prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Introducing... Meanwhile, we're like ending the episode.
Yeah. We love you guys so much. This was such a fun episode.
So much fun. Love you all so much. And we'll talk to you guys next Wednesday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning architectural shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money.